identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
And more.
105.7
This girl's an open page. Bookmark her, she's so close now. This girl is half his age.
And more play right here on CFW, and they stream on the Civic Media app. In fact, you can get access to all of our Civic Media stations. We know CFW is going to be your favorite, but check out the others. You might like those as well.
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
'90s and more for Elk Mound, 105.7 CFW.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror and say hi to your shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Now how many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How do we wind up this
she smiles. So sad in photographs, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl, the pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
The 80s, 90s, and more. It's 105.7 CFW, and you know I'm always hungry. It makes sense to be hungry now, around lunchtime, but even at the start of the show, I'm like, what kind of snacks do we have around here? There is a big event, though, and come hungry for it. Saturday, September 6th, the Northern Wisconsin State Fairground. It's the first annual, or first ever, I guess I should say, Barbecue Fest. Coming to Chippewa Falls on the 6th at the fairgrounds, and they're looking for some barbecue vendors. If you think you have the barbecue skills, put them to the test. Go to NWSFA.com, and we'll see you there.
Claire and the Chippewa Valley's at work station.
All day at work, my radio's on.
105.7 CFW.
this is how we do it.
It's 105.7 CFW. We give you a little something from the 80s, from the 90s, all mixed together. It's a beautiful blend. I have a feeling we are going to be seeing a new dance trend on TikTok. And mark my words, I'm no psychic, but I think there's a pretty good chance. That's coming up on CFW.
Tonight.
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Trying to keep it under.
90s and more. It's 105.7 CFW. I start my morning every single morning by listening to our Daily News Roundup podcast. It's on the website at WCFW.FM. And it catches you up on the local news, the state news, a little bit of fun entertainment news, some sports in there as well. We have a news update coming your way in just moments right here on CFW. But get the Daily News Roundup podcast anytime on our website. And then I have some silly news for you because I have a feeling that there is going to be a new dance craze on TikTok. Now, I don't know this to be true, and I'm usually not hip with all these dance crazes. I'm usually the last to know because I don't have TikTok, and it seems like that is just is too much. It's too fast for me to wrap my brain around. But Lady Gaga just released a new song for the season 2 of Wednesday, the series Wednesday, and you know what happened with the first season. There was the Wednesday dance, and I still don't know how to do it. But this one is called Dead Dance. So look for that on TikTok. And then if you see it, let me know.
Coming up at 1 o'clock on 105.7 CFW. Afternoons with Aaron Carano and Jay Roberts.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. It's the first ever Barbecue Fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. A full day of fun for the whole family. Music, games, and barbecue. Lots and lots of barbecue. There's a barbecue competition, cornhole tourney, barn dance, and more. Join 105.7 CFW for the first ever Barbecue Fest. Saturday, September 6th, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. More info at NWSFA.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Don't sweat the small stuff this summer. The savings are huge with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Score discounted gift certificates from your favorite local restaurants. Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. It's all about supporting our community and keeping more money in your pocket. Shop local, save big, no sweat. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and eat good this summer with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the release of funding that had previously been withdrawn by the U.S. Department of Education following the filing of a multi-state lawsuit. According to a press release, the Trump administration froze the funding for six programs on June 30th. The multi-state coalition filed the lawsuit in July, arguing the move violated federal law and the constitutional separation of powers doctrine. This week, Attorney General Call announced that an estimated $72 million of funding for Wisconsin had been unfrozen. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is highlighting school bus safety as its law of the month for August. According to a press release, the agency is reminding residents that they are required by law to be extra cautious when driving around buses as kids get back to school over the coming weeks. Drivers are reminded to stop in both directions when the red warning lights on a bus are flashing and slow down when the lights are flashing yellow. They should also be looking out for pedestrians and follow all of the directions given by school crossing guards. The Menominee City Council voted to approve the annexation and rezoning of land from the town of Red Cedar on Monday. The land sits between 650th and 690th Avenue north of I-94. The proposed developers for the land, Balloonist LLC, plan to build a data center there. Some area residents expressed strong opposition to the potential data center, citing health and property value concerns. City Council members stressed that Monday's actions were about acquiring and rezoning the land, not what will be developed on it. Oakleaf Clinics will be opening up a new urgent care location in Rice Lake. The new facility on South Wisconsin Avenue will be open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., as well as weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. and holidays from 8 a.m. to noon. The urgent care services are meant for area patients who need immediate care but are not suffering from a life-threatening illness or injury that requires hospitalization. The goal is to take pressure off area hospitals that have been overburdened since the closure of the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the region. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today, with high temperatures reaching 80 degrees. Tonight, a few clouds filter in, lows slide to about 60. And for tomorrow, more sunshine and more low 80s. But by night, chances for showers and storms, especially overnight and into early Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees. CFW.
Steady.
1057 CFW.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car and raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question, 'cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Yeah. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. You say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend.
CFW. I'm going to hit the road, leave you in very good hands. Aaron is coming in next. And I saw him last week and he's like, oh, look at you. You're back to walking. You're back to normal. I said, well, Aaron, normal is a very relative phrase, especially with me, because who knows? Where's the baseline that we judge normalcy? Because I think I might be off the charts. But yeah, I'm heading out to a physical therapy appointment, but I'm able to walk from my car to the building and back again like nothing ever happened. Knock on wood that it stays that way. Wish me luck, and I'll see you tomorrow right here on CFW.
CFW Workday with Laura McKenna on 105.7 CFW.